Meditation number one. Close your eyes. Put your feet squarely on the floor. Take a nice deep breath. Take a good one. Don't cheat yourself. Give yourself a beautiful deep breath. Take another deep breath. And breathe it out slowly. As we go through our lives day by day, the most essential thing is a deep breath. Yet we tend to take small ones. Right now, on this beautiful day in your life, breathe in deeply. Breathe in your own self. Breathe in your own greatness. This very day, commit yourself to reclaiming the greatness inside you. Breathe in and connect with the seat of your power and magnificence. Take another deep breath and really enjoy it, as if I had said, have another piece of pie. Imagine I baked a big, delicious pie. The piece I gave you really wasn't big enough and you just had to have some more. Right now, treat the air like that. Treat your next breath as if it was a craving. And begin to relax. Start to feel your body relaxing. Feel relaxation from the top of your head on down. If any clothing you're wearing is uncomfortably tight, loosen it a bit. Loosen your belt if necessary. Take off your shoes if they bother you in any way. Make yourself as comfortable as possible. Let this moment be a holiday from perpetual discomfort. Take another deep breath and exhale slowly. And another deep breath. And exhale slowly. Now relax your head and your face. Let your cheeks relax. And your jaw. And let your eyes relax, and your mouth, your tongue, throat, and ears. Let them relax and imagine the canals are getting wider and wider until your whole head disappears. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Many of you feel a lot of tension in your neck and shoulders because the enemy, fear, keeps them tense. Fear of people, fear of playing, fear of sounding bad, fear of not surviving. Fear of not being well thought of. Fear of not being a successful musician. All this registers itself in the neck and shoulders. Even though you may not be able to rid yourself of this tension, just notice it and be willing to let it go. As you breathe, notice any pain you feel and just let it go. If it persists, then just observe it. Step back and observe it as if it were someone else's body. Do that with each part of your body, as it is mentioned. Now relax your shoulder blades, your chest, your upper back. Breathe deeply as you focus on the muscles and the bones and the rib cage, and just let them go. Let them drop. Imagine you are gripping these muscles tightly in your hand. And then imagine relaxing your grip, opening your hand, and releasing them as you would release a bird into flight. Relax your stomach, your lower back, and your spine. Now try to sense your inner organs. Relax your liver, your kidneys, your lungs. See if you can sense your heart muscle. Sense where it is in your chest. Right now, relax that muscle. Keep breathing deeply and relax even more. Feel your hips relax. Let them hang loose, your buttocks, your thighs, knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. Your feet are usually abused by tight shoes, walking, curling your toes while playing, as well as fear. Fear lodges itself in the feet. Stretch your toes out and then let them just relax. Take another deep breath and send that breath through your whole body. Hear that breath going in and coming out. Let yourself descend into the deepest, most relaxed place inside your body. We are establishing a connection from your innermost self to the instrument. From this day forward, we will practice that direct linkage. Begin to focus on your mind. Naturally, in your mind, there are a lot of questions that arise. How could I function from this meditative space? How can I play in time without getting lost? How can I possibly practice at all? The answer to these questions will come, but for now, let us let go of all questions. Relax the mind and observe the thoughts that might be going through it. If there are no thoughts, then you are truly blessed. That is heaven on earth. But if you are having thoughts, don't try to stop them. Just observe them. As you observe your thoughts, you might find that your mind is quieting down. Take a breath and let go of the need to play good. Take another breath and release all pressures to play music. Release the need to play music. Just for a moment, it won't hurt you. You can have all your obsessions back right after this exercise. But for now, just let it all go. Now take another very deep breath and blow out any more thoughts of limitation or negativity. Imagine an incredibly bright light shooting into the top of your head, filling every cell of your head with warmth. This healing light is filling your head just as a fishbowl is filled with water, or a balloon is filled with air. Feel this very bright light entering your neck and shoulders. Imagine it warming every cell in each part of your body of which I speak. The light is now filling your chest and back. Feel the light running down your spine like a bolt of lightning, shooting all the way down the base of your spine and exploding out through your back and vertebrae. Imagine this light is filling your stomach, buttocks, and hips, and shooting down your legs. Feel it shooting out of every toe like laser beams, shooting out of your eyes, ears, mouth, nostrils, fingertips, toes, and every pore of your body. The light is pouring through your body, and you are an empty vehicle for this light. Let yourself imagine it all. Don't worry if it's true or if it's working. Just make believe. Imagine the light is getting brighter and brighter, hotter and hotter, and now you disappear, and all that is left is the light. Take another deep breath and take in the light as a fish takes in water through its gills. Let yourself become very comfortable in this space. Imagine that it is not some special place you can only go to in meditation, but this is who you really are. Imagine that this is your real self. Inhale this thought. I am perfect. I am a master. And as you exhale, release any thought of unworthiness. Again, inhale the thought, I am a master. Exhale any feeling of negativity or low value. Imagine you are blowing out any darkness left inside. And with every inhalation comes the thought, I am great. I am a master. This new image of yourself may be uncomfortable. We're quite comfortable with our limitations. But right now, put the message in every cell of your body and mind. I am great. I am a master. Scan your body and mind for any remaining negativity and release it with an exhalation saying, I am great. I am a master. Go to the very center of your being and breathe in the idea, I am a master. I am great. Repeat it several times softly to yourself. I am a master. I am very great. Let this thought become more and more comfortable. Let it seem more normal every second, not special, not unusual. I am a master. I am very great. Everything I do is great. Every note I play has greatness. Let this feeling take over your whole being. Surrender. Give up your imperfections now. Don't wait until Monday. Don't wait until 2:00 on Saturday. Do it now. Become the master you already are. Now, it is the truth that you are already perfect. Surrender to this truth. You are what you think. Fill your head with this fragrance. I am very great. When you do things with limited beliefs, they manifest limited results. So right now, start a practice and maintain it every day for the rest of your life. For just a few moments a day, you will remind yourself, I am great. I am a master. I don't need my actions to prove this to me. I start my day with this belief. Take another deep inhalation. Rest in the knowledge of your greatness. Breathe deeply and inhale slowly, releasing all thoughts and loving yourself. acknowledging the master inside you. Do not think of it as outside yourself, but as a reality you've never perceived. You don't have to do anything to be great. It is a fact. You were born great. And you've never lost your greatness for a single second. Let this new thought be a place of rest. Imagine that we've just made a lovely bed for you. A warm, soft bed with big, fluffy pillows. And as you sink down into it, you sink down into your own greatness. Finally, let's practice one more time without any doubts. Without embracing any rational arguments to the contrary. Pretend fully with all your imagination, like a child might, and say to yourself, I am perfect. I am great. I am a master.